Hello, people, and good morning from where I am, and I'm Royalty Flo, and it's another episode of Moments with Ro. I did an intro yesterday, and I told you guys I was going to be talking about relationships, dating, fashion, art, society, and a lot of things. But majorly, I'm going to be investing most of my time in the relationship aspect of this podcast. Like I said, we all have a lot of questions on our chest that we want to get off, and we all have a lot of things that we ask ourselves inside. Most times, these questions are being asked on the inside and not on the outside, because you don't know how the next person is going to feel when he or she hears such questions. Now, those are the kind of questions that I'm going to be asking on my podcast, and I'm going to be trying to answer them on this podcast. Once again, it's Moments with Ro, and I'm your host for this show, and I will continually be your host for this show. So, okay, let's get right into it. Today, I'm going to be talking about the topic or the title, Am I Dating the Wrong Person or Married to the Wrong Person? I know most of you, the question you may ask is if I'm married. No. So, you're also going to say what gives me the right to talk about, okay, married people, if I don't know what being married is all about. Well, I feel we live in a society where the fact that you've seen something or you've invested so much time in researching on things or trying to find out things gives you a paramount view of what that thing looks like. For goodness sake, I was in a home. I am still in a home. And I've seen married couples. I have friends who are married. I have people beside me who are married, and I have taken time to watch them as they grow from one stage of marriage to another stage of marriage. So that is what I'm going to be talking about. And like I said, if you think, okay, you have a contradictory view to whatever I am going to say on this podcast, you are free at any time to call in, to shout in, to say whatever you feel like. Just send me the voice messages and I will try and play them all on the podcast. So let's get right into it. I've been doing some research and everything about the topic, am I dating the wrong person or am I married to the wrong person? And I'm going to be talking to you based on those research that I've done. So let's get right into it. So before I go into the question, I'm going to be talking about what exactly dating and marriage is. And for that, I'm going to be reading from the dictionary. I just feel, okay, before I give what I feel is my definition, let me just give you straight from the English dictionary what it is. So first of all, I'm going to talk about dating. And according to the English dictionary, dating is a form of romantic courtship, typically between two individuals, with the aim of assessing the other's suitability as a partner or an intimate relationship or as a spouse. It is also, okay, that's not the part where it talks about trying to determine the age, no. So the first definition is what I'm going to take. A form of a romantic courtship, typically between two individuals, with the aim of assessing the other's suitability as a partner or an intimate relationship or as a spouse. Yeah, so now, according to that, it's you're dating because you're trying to understand the person. That's what I understand from the definition that I just read out to you. You're trying to understand the person. You're trying to get to know this person. You're trying to ask yourself the question and also answer the question, is he or she suitable for me? So marriage, I'm going to read again from the dictionary. Number one is a state of being married, obviously, dictionary, obviously. Number two, a union of two or more people that creates a family tie and carries legal, social, and or religious rights and responsibilities. Yeah, so it says a union of two people that creates a family tie or carries legal, social, or religious rights and responsibilities. So, okay, that's what marriage is from the dictionary. It's a union, coming together of two persons. In the world we live in now, two or more people, in order to form family ties, or which is bound together by law, religion, or whatsoever. Yeah, so that's the dictionary definition for dating and for marriage. Now, in my own sense, I'm going to define dating first, then I'm going to go to marriage. To me, my definition is not so far from that of a dictionary. To me, dating is a process. Yes, I'm going to put that there. Dating is a process which you undertake in order to find a companion or in order to get a suitable person in your life. Now, I don't feel dating leads to intimacy. No, I don't feel that. You're dating someone because you want to me, if I'm dating you, if I tell myself I'm dating you, it's because I want to know if you're a good companion for me. The fact that you're dating doesn't mean you're each other's companion. No, that's what I feel though. The fact that you're dating doesn't mean you're each other's companion. It doesn't mean you are that person's last hope. It doesn't mean that you're that person's number two or you're that person's other, what's the word, how to say, okay, you are just still a friend because I'm trying to get to understand if you're suitable, if what I want you to be is what exactly you are. So that's what I feel dating is. And marriage, I feel marriage is an agreement. Yes, that's the word. Remember, I said dating is a process. Now, I said I feel marriage is an agreement between two people who have agreed to come and live together in order to do things, breed children, and be each other's companion. Now, dating is the process in which you find a companion. Marriage is an agreement whereby you already have found a companion. So I feel those two things go interchangeably. You can't get married without dating, and you can't have marriage if you haven't dated. Now, people who get married, who just know each other for a couple of weeks or days, and they get married without the dating process, I'm sorry to say, but you are not married. You are just signing an agreement, just like you sign a contract. You are just saying, okay, you come live with me. I have a room, I have a space for you to stay. Get your things over and pack into my house and just leave there. That's what you have just done. You haven't actually gotten married. So if you think you can get married under the space of just a week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, no, it doesn't really work that way, because you have to date, you have to study, you have to get to know, you have to get to understand who am I getting into. Now, what raises the question of, am I dating the wrong person? Am I married to the wrong person? These are questions that come up when the dating process has not fully been passed. You have to pass that process before you move on to the next process. Now, okay, like I said, the question or the topic for today is, am I dating the wrong person or married to the wrong person? And I have done a lot of research. I want to give Paul thumbs up to Paul's TV, because Paul's.ng, sorry. They have the best answers to the question. And I'm going to be using their answers to the question, and I'm going to be enlightening you, or I'm going to be shedding more light on whatever they said. Now, the number one answer to the question was, how do I know I'm dating the wrong person, or how do I know I'm married to the wrong person? The number one question was, for you to know the answer to this question, you have to ask yourself certain questions. Yeah, so it's a question that breeds a question to get an answer. For you to have an answer to, am I dating the wrong person or am I married to the wrong person, you have to get a question. You have to ask yourself a series of questions. And if you're able to answer those questions sincerely, underlined, if you're able to answer those questions sincerely, then you should be able to know or give yourself an appropriate answer to the question, am I dating the wrong person or married to the wrong person? So let's get into these questions. What are the questions you ask yourself? Number one, are you the best version of yourself with them? Very important. Personally, I can't date you or get married to you if I can't be myself around you. When you're around, I'm always on the edge. I am trying to please you. I'm trying to make you happy. I'm trying to do everything. I'm just trying to be the version you want me to be, not the version I want to be. So if you find yourself in a situation whereby you are always trying to look like a different person, whereby you're always trying to look like someone else that is not you, just to please the person you supposedly are dating or married to, then I am telling you, you are dating the wrong person. You are married to the wrong person. This person you're dating, this person you're getting married to or married to, should be someone who brings out the best version of you, not someone who looks for an inferior version of you to replace the real you. If you can't be the real you, then you can't be no one, because you are the best version of you. A lot of people have said this thing over and over and over again. You are the best version of you. You are the best you can get. You are the best you can be. No one else can be you. Like Paul says, and you say, marrying the right person will provide you with the partner and support that lets you become who you are meant to be, not who you ought to be. Now, if you're going into a relationship and or you're going into a marriage and that person keeps on telling you, you ought to be this, you ought to be that, you ought to be like John's wife, you ought to be like Silly's boyfriend, you ought to be like this, you are dating the wrong person. You're getting married to the wrong person. That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. So you have to be the best version of you. Now, the second question you're going to ask yourself is, was your engagement as a result of societal pressure? I hope you get that question. Am I getting married or am I dating this person because the society wants me to do it? That's another way of saying peer pressure for most of the dating aspects. There are some people that date only because everyone has a girlfriend, so I need to get a girlfriend. Everyone is getting married. Everyone within my age grade is getting married. So any man that comes my way, I'm going to get married. No, 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 no. That is not how it goes. You can't do that and expect to be happy in your relationship. Because if you're going to do that, it means you haven't taken time to study the person. It means you haven't taken time to understand who this person is. It means you haven't taken time to assimilate and recognize that, okay, I am with someone. Who are you? Because if you are going to do that every day of your relationship, you are going to discover and you're going to ask yourself, who is this person I am with? That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. So you don't do things because the society wants you to do them. You don't do things because people want you to do them. You don't do things because I have to do them. No. Take your time. Understand what's going on. Most of the relationships you see out there are not perfect. Even the ones that tend to keep it inside, they are not perfect. So don't go rushing, don't go spearheading into a relationship or into a marriage. Take time to understand, what am I doing? Most of the marriage problems we're seeing today is because these partners did not have the time, they did not have the understanding of the people they were getting into that agreement or that contract with. So you gotta take time to understand, who am I dating? Who am I getting married to? What are his or her flaws? What are his or her likes? What are his or her dislikes? What are his or her hobbies? Those are questions you ask yourself. Even if everyone in the world is married and you're the only single person, being single is not bad. It's not something that you should shy away from. No. When the time is right and when you're ready, you will have your fill. Now, the third question you ask yourself is, do your ideas of forever align? Now, I feel this is very, very, very important. Like this question, do your ideas of forever align? I'm seeing myself in a relationship between me and you, not because I want it to be a 2-week something or I want it to be a 1-week something. No. If I'm going to date you, it's because I feel like, okay, you are going to be a suitable partner for me. You're going to be a suitable companion for me. If I'm going to date you, I'm going to date you because I've seen something in you that I want to have a piece of in my life forever. Paul's with Andrew said, at some point, you need to define what forever means to you and what it means to your partner. That was said by Crosby. At some point, it has to come up. If you're dating someone and you guys don't have that question popping up in your relationship so that you can state your part and she can state her part, or you're in a marriage and you guys don't know what you want forever, because marriage is a bond. And when you're taking that bond, for the Christians, I know that it's been said forever, for better, for worse. And I will love and cherish you forever and ever, all the days of my life, till death do us part. So it's like an agreement. It's like something you're agreeing to. It's like something you want to agree to. So you've got to understand each other's meaning of that word forever. Does her forever mean, okay, till until things are rosy and that's only when I'm going to stick with you? The minute things get rocky, I'm ditching your ass. Is that what her forever means? Is that what his forever means? Does his forever mean, okay, until you're still fine, all curvy and sexy, but the minute you start getting stretch marks and everything, I'm leaving you? You got to understand what each other's forever means. Am I dating you because you're the only girl that has agreed to date me? Am I dating you because you're the only person I can understand, or I can... Just ask yourself questions. You're smart. You're smart people. You should be able to act smart. If you're smart, you act smart. That's what I have to say. Well, like, while it's ideal to have this conversation and make these discoveries before getting engaged at all, finding out after engagement is still great. Like, okay, good. That's not, like, what I just read now means it's not bad if you find out after you get into a relationship or you get married. But the point I'm making is that you have to find this thing out. You have to find these things out. You have to know who your partner is. You have to understand what's kicking. So just ask yourself those questions. And if you can answer these questions truthfully, if you can understand these questions truthfully, you should be able to understand where I'm heading to. Don't forget, the first question was, are you the best version of yourself with them? The second question was your engagement or was your relationship or was your marriage as a result of societal pressure or peer pressure or because someone told you to do so or because one thing led to one thing and you just have to get married? And the last question was, do your ideas of forever align? Now, based on the second question, was your engagement or was your dating or was your relationship or marriage as a result of societal pressure? Michelle Crosby, the CEO of Weatherforce, says, when we ask couples why they got married, what we most often hear is, it is what I thought we should do. There ain't no thinking about that thing there. You can't come and be thinking when you're already married. No, you can't do that. That's not allowed. Do the thinking outside the marriage. Do the thinking outside the relationship. Do the thinking before you even get into anything that makes sense with each other. And when you've thought about that, you come together and you guys tell yourself, this is what I've come to understand. This is what I've come to know. This is what I've come to here, this is my decision. This is my part. What's your part? He or she says their part, and you check out. You wait until, okay, can we work with this? Do they align? Are they on the same scale? Can I make some adjustments? And even if you're going to make adjustments, don't make adjustments that affect you just to please the other person. No. The kind of adjustments I'm talking about are those adjustments that, okay, this is something that is not really needed in my life and I've been looking for a way to let it go. Maybe now I can let it go because someone important wants me to let it go. Maybe because I have a bigger reason now to let it go. So those are the kind of adjustments you make in your life. Now, if you can answer those questions sincerely, please ask yourself those questions and understand and say to yourself, this is what I want for myself. This is what I want for my relationship. If you're already in a relationship or about getting into one or you're about getting married, take a step back relax, chill. Now, there's something I call the 3 R's that lead me through life. I'm going to drop that here real quick. It's relax, rethink, and then retake. Relax, rethink, and retake. Now, relax means you take a step back. Take a deep breath. Yeah. Now, what's going on? Rethink. What's going on? Where am I at in my relationship? Where am I at in my marriage? Where am I going to be? Where do I want to go to? Where do I want to get to? What am I lacking? What do I have? How do I make the best out of what I have? And once you have been able to ask yourself these questions and a whole lot of other questions, and you have gotten appropriate answers, and you have made the necessary adjustments and fittings to your life, then you retake what you left. If it's your marriage, you retake it back. If it's your relationship, you retake it back. Now, these 3 R's will lead you to very great distances in life. You relax, you rethink, and you retake. Don't forget, relax, rethink, and retake. These 3 R's are the leading figures of my life, because for everything I do, I tend to relax first, think about it, rethink about it again, then if it's good for me, I will take it. So this is what I have for you guys today. This is one of the things I have had on my chest and I'm happy because I've been able to let go. And I hope that this goes a long way. This podcast goes a long way to helping a lot of people. This podcast goes a long way to being great to a lot of people. So until next time, don't forget I'm Royalty Flow and this is Moments We Roll. If you have questions, you send them in. My email address is royaltyflow@gmail.com. That's royaltyflow@gmail.com. You can also send your voice messages here on podcast, on Anchor, sorry, and I will play them all through. Don't forget, if you know someone that needs this message, just send it across. If you know someone that is in dire need of these the 3 R's I have mentioned, please mention it to them. If you know a friend that is taking life head on, that is suffering in that relationship or that marriage because she has refused to relax, rethink, and retake, suggest it to him or to her. Don't forget, until next time, I'm gonna be dropping a lot of messages here and I'm gonna be coming on some segments just to take questions and answer them. Not even talking about anything, just to take your questions and give you what I feel are the appropriate answers. If you have questions, if you have stories that can be shared on the podcast, don't forget, you can send it to me or you can just mail it to me or you can just tell us a little bit of it on the voice message and I will play it here. So thank you for listening once again and until next time, I'm your host, Royalty Flow, once again, and this is Moments with Ro. Don't go anywhere, keep it locked and listen. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.